For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. State lawmakers are still hammering out whether it's worth giving the Carolina Panthers $120 million in state incentives to bring the team's training facilities across the border from Charlotte to York County. A recent impact assessment report from the State Department of Commerce says those incentives could lead to $200 million in direct investment in South Carolina and almost as much as that in payroll taxes, all money that would benefit the state. But what would a Panthers move mean to York County itself? Well, for starters, it could mean a lot of money at the local level.
Property taxes, hospitality taxes, accommodations taxes, prepared foods taxes, permit fees, all of those things would stay local.
John Geddes is the mayor of Rock Hill, itself a frontrunner in the Panthers' plans. Geddes is also a major proponent of bringing the team's operations to the city. He says that if the Panthers relocate, Rock Hill would be in the enviable position of having a well-paid workforce tapping into the city's business community in the day-to-day.
The work that would go to local heating and air contractors or groundspeople or, you know, attorneys or accountants or others that may be involved, the hotels that would fill up that much more, the creation of new hotels, new restaurants, new office space, all of that would be a huge boon.
Geddes says the move could also be a boon to Rock Hill's already booming sports tourism industry, including in how the city's Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department could work with and around the Panthers' schedule.
What we'll also see is the ability potentially for our PRT department to program their facilities during certain periods of the year for needs that would continue to build upon sports tourism.
According to the South Carolina Department of Commerce, the move could also bring 150 jobs to the state. Geddes says that while only some of those jobs would initially go to Rock Hill residents, over time, as people retire or move on to other jobs, local workers would likely fill up the vacancies. You can find this story online at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.